Spud was a diligent man. Every morning, the crimson hues of dawn found him tilling his vast fields, nurturing the soil that had been passed down through generations. His hardy hands, etched with the stories of years gone by, had a peculiar gift. They turned even the humblest potato into a sumptuous delicacy. Children from nearby hamlets would often play in his fields, gazing with amazement at the rows upon rows of golden red and even purple potatoes. One fateful morning, as Spud loaded his cart with his finest produce, he felt a peculiar shiver run down his spine. An owl, typically a creature of the night, perched atop his barn, its eyes fixed intently on something far beyond the horizon. Not a minute later, Spud's worst fears came to life. A thick plume of smoke rose from the direction of the village. Tucking a small sack of potatoes under his arm and gripping the reins, Spud hurried towards the village, the clattering hooves of his horse echoing his racing heart. When he reached the village square, a chilling scene unfolded. A group of armored invaders, their emblems a twisted dark serpent, was ransacking homes. In the midst of this chaos, they dragged out the old and revered wizard, Elthor, binding him in chains. Spud watched in horror, hiding behind a large oak tree. His heart ached as he saw Elthor, a figure of wisdom and kindness, now at the mercy of these brutes. But as they marched away, a soft, glowing book, shimmering with ethereal patterns, was dropped unnoticed. Without thinking, Spud sneaked towards it, the weight of destiny pressing on his shoulders. He grabbed the book and retreated to his farm. In the quiet of his barn, Spud opened the book. Though most of its words seemed foreign and complex, a particular page shimmered brighter than the rest. On it was a spell, and to Spud's astonishment, the ingredients were all varieties of potatoes. Determined and driven by newfound hope, Spud began to chant the spell. As the final word left his lips, a brilliant light enveloped his barn. Moments later, from every corner, potatoes began to stir. A group of russets, known for their sturdiness, transformed into stout little warriors with shields and spears. The agile fingerlings took the form of nimble scouts, climbing walls and scouting from high perches. The majestic purple potatoes, rare and wise, morphed into spellcasters, their deep hue a testament to their latent magic. The sight was astonishing, Spud's quiet farm now alive with a bustling potato army.
I've awakened you,
he whispered, still grappling with the reality. And together, we must save our village. And so, the old farmer and his potato brigade set forth on a quest of rescue, reclamation, and justice. Little did Spud know that the true test of his courage, wit, and strength was yet to come. As Spud and his potato brigade neared the village, their determination was palpable. The russet warriors' spears quivered, but not from fear. From a distance, they looked like a wobbling mass, yet there was an undercurrent of steadfast resolve. The russets moved with synchronized precision, their stances wide and imposing, yet they frequently collided with each other, leading to moments of chaotic hilarity. The fingerlings occasionally tripped over their own feet, rolling on the ground and letting out groans that sounded suspiciously like chuckles. The deep-set focus in the eyes of the purple spellcasters contrasted with their sometimes clumsy attempts at magic. Kaldor's eyes widened briefly before a smirk graced his face. He crossed his arms, his laughter echoing across the field, revealing his disbelief.
You think these vegetables will stop me?
The weight of Spud's responsibility pressed his shoulders, and he straightened, meeting Kaldor's gaze. Our home. Our rules. As the battle unfolded, the russets didn't just form a line. They became a living, breathing wall. Their spears moved in harmony, their determination evident in every jab and parry. The fingerlings, nimble and quick, darted in and out of the enemy's legs, their mischief evident as they occasionally exchanged triumphant glances after each successful sabotage. However, the atmosphere grew heavy when Kaldor unleashed his fiery onslaught. The scent of burning, the sound of sizzling, and the sight of once vibrant potatoes turning to charred remains filled the air. Spud's eyes reflected the agony of watching his army crumble. In the pivotal moment, as flames raged and the battlefield echoed with cries of anguish, Spud felt a sinking desperation. The odds, once in his favor, were now tipping precariously. Clutching the magical book to his chest, his fingers trembling, he sought refuge behind a fallen cart. From the shadows, Kaldor's triumphant voice rang out. "Do you see now, old man?" Kaldor taunted, his voice dripping with condescension. "Did you truly believe that your motley crew of vegetables stood a chance against the might of my forces? The village is mine, and there's nothing you can do to stop me." As Spud's heart raced, his fingers brushed against the wrinkled skin of something familiar within his satchel, his secret weapon, the King Edward potato. The realization hit him like a jolt. Whispering an incantation from the book, a radiant glow enveloped him. The world around seemed to blur and stretch, time seemingly grinding to a halt. Rising from the very earth itself, the mighty King Edward emerged in all its gargantuan glory. Its majestic presence overshadowed the battlefield, casting a vast, imposing shadow that fell directly over a stunned Kaldor. The ground rumbled with each of the colossal potato's steps. With each clash, its overpowering might countered Kaldor's dark magic, the tremors resonating the sheer force of their confrontation. Kaldor's once mocking eyes now widened with alarm, darting around for an escape, the arrogance replaced with dawning horror. When the artifact crumbled into obsidian shards beneath the mighty weight of King Edward, Kaldor, the once formidable invader, stumbled backward. Without the power of his artifact, he looked diminished, almost pitiable. The villagers, seizing the moment, quickly surrounded him. Two burly blacksmiths advanced, securing Kaldor in chains, ensuring he would face justice for his atrocities. As the last remnants of the invading forces fled, a reverent hush blanketed the village. Spud, his face lined with fatigue, was approached by a group of wide-eyed children, their faces a mix of awe and gratitude. One brave little girl stepped forward, offering Spud a flower, her silent tribute. Over time, the village began its slow process of healing and rebuilding. It was in these trying times that the potatoes showcased their unexpected versatility. Russets became makeshift wheels for carts, while fingerlings served as playful distractions for the village children, often over, indulging in games of hide-and-seek. The purple spellcasters, with their inherent magic, assisted in mending broken structures, though occasionally a building would end up with an upside-down door or a crooked window, despite their best efforts. Every night, by the fire, villagers would share tales of the day's reconstruction, laughing over the goofy but endearing ways the potatoes aided their efforts. Through the combined might of man and tuber, the village was not just rebuilt, it flourished. The legend of Spud, the farmer who stood tall when all hope seemed lost, and his valiant potato army became a tale recounted for generations. The tale always ended with a promise. In times of great need, if your heart is pure and your intentions true, Spud's army will return to help vanquish even the starchiest of foes.
This was a tall tale short, small but mighty stories, released in audio format. Create, read, and share more tales at talltale.com.